Juan Simon, she now left the Sif Lamedtes. Let us just go over quickly the lotion of the Mechaber and go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Kilo Perish Yeria Kein Oyel. This was a type of a sheet that was also used as a oyel. It covered, was like a canopy. Was placed over a pole and a bed. Sheyesh po ritzuis, and it had the ritzuis shemoisrin oisa bahem. And this canopy was spread out with the ritzuis. So it had a dual purpose. When it was used as a canopy, so the ritzuis spread out the canopy. Mutalis atev bo, so a person is permitted to use this kila letzayrech itov to cover himself. Velotzeis l'rishus harabim, and to go out l'rishus harabim. Ve'ein oritzueis shuvais kemasi. And even though when he's wearing it, he's mis'atev in this kila, he has no need for these ritzuis. Avalpika and the ritzuis are not considered a masui. It becomes a bottle. It doesn't have a cheshivis, so it becomes a bottle to the kilo. So therefore, it's not considered carrying the ritzuis. Hilchos. So we can learn from this another aloche. Muta lotzeis beritzuis atluyes ba'avneik. One is permitted to go out with a belt, and there are ritzuis hanging from the belt. And the purpose of these ritzuis were that they supported his boots, his stockings, and one chelik of the ritzuis was attached to the belt. The other chelik was attached to the boot, and this supported it. So Hilkach Mutter Lotzeis Beritzuis Atluyeis Bavneit Avopi Shein Amin Olayim Kshurim Behem. Even though at the present time he's not wearing shoes and he is not using these ritzuis, the ritzuis don't have a special chashivis. Ubotli agav ha'avnei, so they become bottle to the belt, and therefore we have the shalosh, he's permitted to wear the belt, even though he has no use from these ritzuis, since these ritzuis are not choshev. Avol im heim shel meshi, but what is if these ritzuis are made out of silk? So the silk ritzuis have a cheshivis, and it could very well be these ritzuis are more choshev than the belt. It's a cheshivi v'loy botli. So if he's wearing the belt and these ritzuis of silk are dangling down, is the osir in the lay bottle will not become bottle to the belt since it has an atzmiyistik cheshivis. The osir, so he's not allowed to wear the belt, he may not mean a layim kshurim behem. If the shoes are not tied with them, so he's not using these ritzui shel meshi, and they're just dangling down without any use, and they are choshuv, so they don't become bottle to the belt, so then it's considered he's carrying on Shabbos. For who adin, now he's going back to... Now he's comparing these two dinim to a third case. L'cho dovo shenivsak min habeged v'roishoy echod mechubo. Kigoyin lulois. A person has loops on his beged. And one of the roshim of the loop got torn off. So you have here a loop dangling. The loop is at a chelik of the loop is attached to the beged, and a chelik of the loop is attached to the beged, but he has no use from this loop because one of the roshim is cut off. So we will, the halacha is similar to the previous halachas we just learned. If these loops are not choshuv, so even though this is something extra attached to the beged, but since it doesn't have any cheshivis, is mutalotzeis boy. Vim choshuvu, but if this loop is made out of something that is choshuv, so then this will be similar to the chutim shel meshi, then is also lot says boy, then he will not be permitted to go out with this beged with this torn loop that is choshib. I think we're up to the Mishabur Simin Kuf Memtes. Im Ein is so we're speaking about Chutim Shel Meshi. So Chutim Shel Meshi, one is not permitted to wear this belt, Im Ein, if they're not attached to his boots. Limhoyuk Shurim Behem, if they were tied to the boots, so Ibechlal Tashmish Labeged. So this is considered a shimush. That means the belt has ritzuis which hold up the stockings, the boots. Kumut b'chol gavni. So he's using the schutim shel meshi. But if it is not attached to his boots, is also lotzeis boy. Shekivin she'ein mishameshes klum labeged. Now we're talking about, we had the lulois, we had the loops attached to the beged, and one of the roshim of the loops got nifsak, got torn off. Shekivin she'ein mishameshes klum labeged, since it has no shimush to the beged, Machmas shenivsak roishay echot, because one of the roshim of this loop is cut off from the beged, areihu masui, so this is a masui, ve'einoi botol legabe habeged, kiven shehu choshuv. So when we learn this sif, we learn the criteria of anything attached to the beged is dependent on one thing. If this thing is not choshuv, it's bottled to the beged. If it has no use. Even though it has no use, it's bottled to the beged. If it is choshuv and it is not being usable, it's not used, so then it's not bottled to the beged. These are the guidelines of this sif. There are other guidelines also, which we had learned in Sif Lamed Ches. The Lefima Shekosav Amechaber B'Sif Lamed Ches, the Chute Tzitzis Cheshivi, Av al gav dehain chutin ba'alme. In Sif Lamed Ches, we learned, if a person has chutei tzitzis in his beged, and be'etzem, these chutim don't have too much of a cheshivis, the chutim ba'alme. But if he has an intent to be mashlem them, that means, let's say he has tzitzis on three corners of his palace cotton. And he wants, so at the present time, the tzitzis batsim aren't choshuv. He wants to put on tzitzis on the fourth corner, and then he'll have a palace cotton which will be permitted to wear on Shabbos. So the tzitzis which are now attached to the Magid have a Hashivis, not because of their atzmius to get Hashivis, the Chukim perhaps are not too Hashiv, but since he has an intent, he wants these Chutim to be there, that with these Chutim, so now he only has to add sitzes on the fourth corner of an 11th Alas Kotten, since he wants them there, so they have a Chashivis, not because they themselves are Choshev, but because the Baal HaBeged has a use from them, a potential use. So that gives them a Chashivis, Daitei LaHashlim. So the Hayodam says, so who adin gabe lulois? So we are speaking about loops. So the guidelines that the Mechaber said in this seed are not sufficient. There are more guidelines we have to counter with. That's what the Mechaber said here. That if the loops are not choshuv, one is permitted to go out with a beged with a torn loop. Davkeg she'ein datoy lahashlim mitzad hasheni. That means he has a torn loop. He has no intent to mend this loop, to fix this loop. So then the din is, one din, is this loop choshev, yes or not? Yes or no? So if this loop is not choshev, and it has no chivas to him because he has no intent to be misaken the loop, so then it becomes brutal to the begin. Davki kshein date lahashle mitzad hasheni. Va'al kein kosav. So therefore, the Hayodom says, the Tzorich Odom Lizoyel, a person has to be careful, Kshenivsak loy ritzue miritzueis bugodov, shekoyshe boy shteyats dodim, mitzadechot nishar horitzue. He ties his bugodim with a ritzue. There's a ritzue on both sides. And he ties the ritzuas together, and that's how he tightens his begodim. Now, if the ritzua on one side fell off, but he has a ritzua on one side, v'chein zug krosim, he has a pair of hooks, shenibsak keres echod, one of the hooks fell off. So now he has one hook on one side, which is useless. Afilu shehein meshichev, even though this hook, this ritzua is made out of something, a meshicha, which is a thread, which is not too expensive, or chut barzel ba'alme, or it is a chut shel barzel di sukta, only made, it's made out of a chut barzel, which mitadatsma doesn't have any chashivis. Ve'ein choshev klal etzloi horitzue va'keres. And it doesn't have any chashivis. So learning sif lametes, we would say, so the Mechaber said, if it is not made out of something kosher, it becomes mortal to the beggar. But the Hayodom says, we have to learn Sif Lamed Ches also, who is speaking about tzitzis, which is speaking about tzitzis, which also are not kosher. And there the Mechaber said that if it's Daitoy Lahashlim, so that alone gives a cheshivis to what is left on the beged. So therefore, the Chayodom says, Mikol Mokim Osolotos Boisei Beged, Kivin Shadatei Lahashlim, if he has an intent to put a mitzvah on the other side, to fix the keres on the other side. Well, the sack inside shaniv sack is v'zeh yishoyer b'mkaymai. That means that which is here that he wants. That which is here that he wants, because he is an intent to be mashlam the other side. The other side. So that which is here is a hashivis by him, because he is an intent to use it. V'einay botol ebeged. But if he has no intent to fix the other side, so this is the Shita Sachaye Yodom, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Hold like the Chayodom. So let us speak about practical cases. And this show he brings down from the Chazon Ish as follows. That let's say the person has in the back of his jacket, he has a small hook that he hangs up his jacket on that hook. And now one of the ends tore. Now he can't use the hook. So if he has an intent to fix it after Shabbos, so the chelik that's mechubah to the beged has a cheshivis, and he's not allowed to wear the jacket, because this is called a masui. The hook in the back of the jacket is considered a masui, since he has an intent to fix it. The Chazon Ish says, what if he decides he won't fix it anymore? He's not going to hang it anymore on this hang. He's going to use hangers already. There's hangers and then the base. Might as well hang up his jacket on the hanger. No, if he decided this in Shabbos, he made up his mind in Shabbos, so then he can wear the jacket. Now he can wear the jacket. Now it lost its cheshivas, dependent on him. Rav Nissim Karelet says, he says, he has here a hanger in the back that one side tore off, right? So it's not usable now. That'll be if we'll take a safety pin, and with the safety pin, he'll attach the other side to the jacket, and I can hang it up again. So Rav Nissim Karelet holds two things. Number one, you're allowed to use a safety pin on Shabbos. That doesn't go into the gather of Teufel. So I'm allowed to, in Shabbos, I'm allowed to do it. Number two, so since this hanger has a use, now I'm in the middle of the street, I don't have a safety pin. But to say that this is a masri because it has no use on Shabbos, it's not true. This can be used on Shabbos. When I get a hold of a safety pin, I can use this on Shabbos. So it is not considered a masri.
You can always say if you have two sides of this hook on the jacket, you could poke the safety pin, do those two hooks and hook together, and that would be marker.
That's right. He holds a safety pin, does not call them. He brings that from the Chazon Ish. The Kovner Sandel is machmer. He brings the Chazon Ish. He was very makel with a safety pin.
Who's that, brother?
It seems this is the Chazon Ish compared a safety pin to a button, just like you can button a button. I can. That's what the Chazon Ish. But this is a cooler of Chabnis and Karelitz. And, fine. The Ozzy Shabbos clears another Shaila, which he says, The Hasanis said was spoken about, he had a hang in the back of his jacket in the Torah. He made up his mind, he's not going to use the hanger anymore. He's going to use, he's going to hang up his jacket on the rack. Fine. That's the Malbec. So now there's no Shivas for him anymore. He says, but what is, he's not up to that. There's not too many hangers in the basement. There's not too many racks. But no, he'll put in another hanger. Well, this one he can't use. If he wants to wear the jacket today, he has to make up his mind that he won't use this hanger anymore. So he's going to cut off this hanger and put in another hanger. So the whole reason this hanger doesn't have any chashivas is not because he's not using hangers of jackets anymore. He's not putting another hanger. No, because of the Israel so he won't use this hanger. So B'Sayas HaShabbos has a suffix. Now let us speak about other similar shaylas. If, let's say, one has a loop on one side of the jacket and a button on the other side of the jacket, and let's say the button falls off, so the hanging is also, it's not usable. The button is not usable. We have the same problem of the button falls off, so now the loop is, even though the loop is completely attached, but the loop is useless without the button. So the loop on one side, a button on the other side, he's going to button his jacket with the loop and a button. And the button fell off. So now this loop at the present time is useless. But when he sews on the button again, but he wants this loop because he sews on the button. If he sews on the button, so memela, then the loop will have a shimush. Or the other way around also, let's say the loop got torn off and the button is still here. So it's also, so the button is useless without this loop. So this is a similar shaila, unless we can have here different stodim lahokul. That means if the jacket looks nicer with the button on it or with the loop on it, forget about the shimush that we have with the combination of the loop and the button. Forget about it. But the jacket looks menschliches, buttons on it, so he can't loop it. But so if it contributes to the yaifi of the jacket, then it is also permissible. Now, I think we mentioned this already, but here Dirsha speaks about it. The shirts that have reserve buttons sewn onto them, which could be they are choshuv. Here we had here two atayim, which l'chayre does not apply by these reserve buttons. One atay we have, well, this we had over here, the ritzua, the loop is not kosher, so it's bottled to the beggar. Perhaps one could say these buttons are kosher. It's these buttons are kosher because when another button will fall off, this button is fits to the shirt, and so it is choshev. Number one. Number two, and he wants it because when he wants it, I mean, it has a shivis, it's a daitoy lahashlim. That means he wants this button here, because when this button is going to fall off, he has a button to sew on. Afal Pikain, Rab Shlomo Zalman and Rab Moshe and Rab Eliashib say that this is mutter. And Rab Shlomo Zalman says a very choshev dimyan. We had a goyim. The goyim said the tkufa of the Ramah, Rid Berich was the used to sew handkerchiefs to jackets. That was the desert. And then the reason they had the handkerchief was they should have a handkerchief to sneeze with. But Al Capronim, that was the desert. Every suit can, they used to sew a handkerchief even for this purpose, only that I should have a handkerchief on my jacket when I'll need it. And that becomes bottled to the beggar, even though, because there's a tzayich for it, there's a tzayich of the chibur of this handkerchief. So there's also a tzayich of the chibur of these bottles that I need them on the shirt that lays mitzay. When another button will fall off, I'll have these buttons. So they are meiko. And I'm listening to Karelitz. Meika, then he holds the smuta. Preferably, he holds that it would be better to take them off. But to meika, then he holds one that could be meiko. Right. Now, let us go a little further. Kaiva, a hat. Shahu mispashet laholon meroishay tefach. That has a wide brim. Also laniche bishav meroishay afilu babayis mishum oil. And we will see that this brim, the purpose of this brim was to protect himself from the sun. That was the purpose of the brim. That was, and perhaps we have types of hats which have large brims for this purpose. We will appreciate the machaba a little better, but we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah, there is a multitude of halachis on this sea. The Abba al-Kaponim, let us just say what the Machaba says. The Machaba holds the brim as a shame oil. Let us just go for a minute and say Ilchus oil. One is not permitted to make an oil in Shabbos. Now, this is our oil without a mechitza. That means it's just an oil. There's no mechitza. This is an oil aroi. But an oil aroi l'shem fail is also. So when I'm putting on the hat in Shabbos, and I would be putting it on, that it should protect me from the sun, so I am making an oil over my face. So that's, you're not allowed to put it on in Shabbos. If you put it on Erev Shabbos, so then there's no shayla, because man, you don't make it off. But the shayla in the Isser is to put it on in Shabbos. Also, l'aniche b'loisha, it means in Shabbos, afilu b'mayis, mishum oil. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shum is pashit. V'davke shahoyo, now there's a multitude of halachas. Halacha number one, shahoyo hasofo shahoytsiyo kosher b'yoysa, it is slipped. V'einoi nichpach, and it doesn't bend. So, os choshuv k'moy oil, v'i lavochi, but if it's a flexible brim, it bends down, it's a soft brim, and then you can gleam a ba'alma. So this is equivalent to a beggar. That means like a person will put on this is Bemison Aloshan of a Gemara. A person puts a talus over his head and it stretches out over the head so that since it is not swift, so then this doesn't give it a shame oil. We will see the next sheaf is also speaking about a hat, and it speaks about a different shilas, but the team is still dealing with a hat that has a brim. The matik shul mahudin kalloish, if the hat is snugly fit on his head. Mayrik sha'inei kosher, it's not stiff, but the nisfav, and it bends. Oy the Mayrik Shain by Roichiv Tefach Bahasofet. It's speaking about that it doesn't have a Tefach. Now, in order to we should feel a little better, the Chazaynish says, the Shir Tefach of the Chazaynish is 3.8 tenths inches. That's a Shir Tefach. It's pretty big. So I was measuring my grin, Baruch Hashem, it's a little bigger, but we're talking about Alessia. If you have a big brim, but one can be make with the Chazaynish, Chaim Noah is 3.2. I'm listening to Kerel, it says, on this Shaila, we can be saying behind the Chazaynish, that a Tefach is 3.8, and so if it's less than that, so when one goes and buys a hat, one, but there's a slim brim, one should take along a ruler.
It's not
to
slim.
Why?
Just have to roll down after.
Yeah, after roll down, you're talking about the loss. How
much is that loss?
3.8 tenths inches.
8
tenths of an inch. A close to 4 inches, a little less than 4 inches. Oh, the Mexican hats, are they stiff also?
No.
I
have ones are made of foam. Yeah,
I was
pretty well. But
they made
straw in that
straw. The straw, but somehow these are this and bring from Abeli Yashim, the straw hats. This is made specially for shade. Here is Machmatake. This is really made. We'll see. Let's just finish the Mishabura. Well, Mamish made for shade. Mishimoyo. Av she'ein oil below the furnace. There's no such issa of oil without walls. That means oil is also of the boiler, and you have to make a mechitza and a covering. But a good, so an oil without a mechitza is oil arai. V'osa mi darabonam kiven she'nase ha'sofet liyois l'tzeil lahogen mipnei Hashem. But if that is the purpose of the, if that is the purpose, could be this actually sure answer. I mean, that's the purpose. It's to cast shade on the summer mele. So that's called I'm making an oil aloy lohotzel, which is also min rabbonim. The koyva shekoyin breitlich b'roshoyin Ashkenaz. Now, he's speaking about, I don't know if, what exactly, what this was a hat that they wore. Aval pi shen mispashet lahalon me'arosh beroch be'tefach. Now, he had very wide brims. V'noyagim boi lahogl, and the minigoylam is to be mekel. So, kain shayla ben, how can we wear these hats, these breitlach, and then the tefach, aval bishn special me arish bos be tefach nagim belot. Kos vachoinim kamet sodim betamet heilom. Echot kim dein ek kosh, it's not so safe. Menich gofel amato, you can bend it down, ein bech shashisha. Vahainu, kshein munach boi niyo kosh, that there's no stiff paper in the brim that makes that it should be stiff. Then we have the setter. This is perhaps the biggest cooler, the biggest reason to be made. He's not wearing the hat for the shade. He wants to cover his, and that is the style. The style is the hat comes with a brim, and the purpose of the brim is for the, that's the style of the hat. The same imasova, so that's a second hat or season. Eine mechavin, and the whole iser of an oil aloi is only v'imachavin lahotzel. This is an oil aloi, an oil midarabonon, and v'imachavin lahotzel, and he's not mechavin. The same imasova also b'shibuya, if it's on an angle, tam ken yesh letzadet lemikri oil boi v'nzeb. You have to understand that the Poskim were faced with a tremendous dilemma. The Olam was wearing hats with wide, stiff brims, and the Mechaber says that it's also. So the Kash is, everyone are chaytim chas v'sholem. It's a machlokes harishonim. This Allah is a machlekes harishonim. Mishum desoimchim atzmom al shikas chashe misiyatoi besvirulu shein bekoi veisoil klal ayin shom. That's the same machan shikas chashe, that there's no isa bechlal. Rashi doesn't hold of this. It's a machlekes harishonim. Lefizeh. Now, if we will say this heta, some may will come out of the daily rabbi says, Afilu Bekapolish, Shu Koshe, this was a hat bismanoi. There was, he had a hard stiff grim. Via Bereichev Asofe Tefach, and the brim is a Tefach. Gamken Em Limches Bamokim Shanoigim Lahoko. Av Shemisome Nasa Sofe Kazul itself. The brim of this Kapolish was made to take Latail. So we could be say, according to the Rabbi, if the minik ha'olam is like this, emeinam neviim b'nei neviim, so mesome dey asoimech anshikas Rashi, so memele, so those who wear Rashi's tefillin the whole week, they wear this hat and Shabbos also, the same as the Zohar Mechaber, the same as Rashi. Listen, if the minik ha'olam is not to be made b'zeh, so Bavada yes to Hachmakidasa Shulchanoch, Shibidasa Rach, Barambam, Voruch, Barabainu Tam, Baraba Magid, Shleilubesh, Bishabas Kapolish, Rochel Kozeb. Gam Bekisvi Ari Oisa Bekapolish. The Kisvi Yasa is also a Kapolish, so this Kapolish we are playing around with fire because we have to understand it's a Rish of Tefach, it's thick, and it's made. So the only answer is with same and Shikas Rashi. No. So the minute Golem is like that, no, the Mela, but yeah. Yes, Nimnoi Milosi Satala shall mitzvah al Habreto Bishabis, Kadesh Liatalis, Mikan or Mikan, Kamoid de Fonis. Now, other people, they used to wear a hat in Shabbos, and they used to put the talis over the hat. Over the hat. And they used to do this the whole week. They wore a hat and covered the davening, and they put the talus over the hat. And so in Shabbos, they didn't do this. Why didn't they do this on Shabbos? Because if you have a hat that has a wide brim, so the whole ether was it's a oyel aroi, because it's no mechitzis. But now you put the talis over, so you have mechitzis, you have an oil, some amela, so there are many people who did not do this on Shabbos. What?
They call it sport.
No, here they used to call their hats, like these hats were called breitels. Yeah. The talis that you wear Shabbos. They used to put the towels over the shaymal also. This is a covered of the tefillah, they wear a hat, and they put the towels over that. So here, by the shaymal, there's no problem, because you don't have an el tefach. Here, you have an el tefach. Va'ayim b'mogin avuam, shem mefakreg b'tam minhog. I mean, things that with this whole minig, that could be, there's no reason to be machma. Ubeseif ha'masas ha'shekel miyashim minhog, im ayin sham. Umizeh nishtar v'vayoyim ha'minig, shem mechasim So these places that they used to put the towels over the hat. And over the hat there was a chumra, maybe I'm making an oil kva, because it's mechitzis. So in these places, so they extended the chumra. I feel I'm not wearing the hat, I still won't put the towels over the kapul. That doesn't have any shot, please. When you need to see it by yourself and carry an umbrella, Bishabish, you also would say, a lot of Hogne Hammer of Shamin, to Savin the Bissimishin to Swab didn't say Behold Holocaust.